Classes have now ended at COSAT. Students will soon receive final grades. Tondi and the other graduating seniors will move on. Andres Kelto will bring us a few final stories in the weeks ahead. But before the series ends, we asked Andres to tell us about the woman who keeps this inspiring school running. Here's what Andres sent us.
On a recent morning, COSAT's principal, Fadila Cooper, closed the door to her office.
So you are in serious trouble.
A nervous ninth grader stood in the corner. A science teacher, Mrs. Von Skoor, laid out a list of complaints against the girl.
Your attitude, your behavior, and your disrespect.
Mrs. Cooper, the principal, then spoke again.
And what we're going to do is we're going to call in your parents to discuss this issue with them, because this is going to stop right now.
The girl was sent back to class. Mrs. Cooper leaned back in her chair and sighed. I asked if she and Mrs. Von Skoor were as upset as they looked.
We're just very good actresses.
But you've been coming.
Mrs. Cooper said she finds it hard to act tough.
I'm very, very soft with these kids. So
the reason Mrs. Cooper is soft with these kids, she says, is that she identifies with them. Like many of them, she grew up poor. As a student, she could barely afford school supplies.
I had to look, where am I going to find money to buy exam pads or pencils for me to take notes? You know, it's not just, it was a struggle.
Despite those challenges, she excelled in school. But when she finished high school, she didn't think college was an option. Her parents expected her to work to support the family. But her teachers encouraged her to apply to college and helped her get a scholarship.
I suppose they saw potential in me and they saw that I would be able to succeed. I didn't believe that much in myself then.
When she graduated from college, she wanted to teach. And she wanted to encourage more students to pursue higher education the way her teachers had encouraged her. So she taught math at a local high school.
Good morning, students.
Good morning.
These days, she teaches two math classes at COSAT.
Okay, Venn diagrams.
She says she still feels at home in the classroom. Mrs. Cooper says she probably would have stayed a teacher forever, but a few years ago, she was forced to make a change. The principal left partway through the year. Mrs. Cooper says she expected one of the other, more experienced teachers to take the position. But instead, those teachers approached her. They told her she had what it takes to be a good principal, a strong work ethic and good people skills.
And then they said, well, if you don't do it, then who's going to do it? So basically, I was sort of gently coerced into the job.
Mrs. Cooper says the transition from teaching to being a principal has been harder than she expected.
It's overwhelming.
Part of the problem is that the school is stretched thin. There's no assistant principal, so Mrs. Cooper oversees all administrative work. The school can't afford a counselor, so that job falls to her. And the school has no nurse, so Mrs. Cooper often plays that role too. Earlier this year, a 12th grader named Lusanda developed a serious stomach problem. She says it was Mrs. Cooper who looked after her.
She took me to the hospital, like to my doctor. She was very worried. She even called me at night. Like she showed support and then she showed love too.
But looking after everyone else has taken a toll on Mrs. Cooper. She says the most difficult part of the job has been managing the staff. Earlier this year, she felt that some teachers weren't working hard enough. She feared that the quality of instruction at the school was falling. But she didn't know how to confront the teachers.
How do I sit a teacher down and tell her or him, listen, you are not performing? I don't have the heart to do that.
She avoided tough conversations. Her stress levels grew. Then, a few months ago, she reached a breaking point. She couldn't sleep. She had memory problems, sometimes forgetting entire conversations.
There was a stage where I actually couldn't function. And that's when I realized that I actually had to go to the doctor and talk to a doctor about these.
The doctor diagnosed her with acute stress. That episode led Mrs. Cooper to an important realization that to be a more effective principal, she needs professional training. So she applied to a program that teaches leadership and management skills. It's called the Principal's Academy. She was recently accepted. Still, under Mrs. Cooper's leadership, COSAT has excelled. It has one of the highest graduation rates of any public high school in South Africa. The teachers praise what she has accomplished. But Mrs. Cooper sees how much farther she has to go.
I need to still learn so much for me to do a real proper job of being a principal.
For The World, I'm Anders Kelto, Cape Town.
Anders has produced a lot more stories from his year at a South African high school. He also has photos and videos. You can find it all at pri.org/schoolyear.